In our remaining minutes together tonight, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. And we are continuing our series that we have been doing on Wednesday nights related to the allowing God to do His work. And I want you to know tonight that we will never be ashamed if we wait on the Lord and let Him do His work. And that's the theme of Psalm 25 tonight in the first five verses. I want to read those to you. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me Thy ways, O Lord, teach me Thy paths, lead me in Thy truth, and teach me, for Thou art the God of my salvation, or deliverance, is the emphasis there. On Thee do I wait all the day. Father, we thank You so much for this passage of Scripture. We thank You for the richness of the truth that's shared with us here. And I pray that You'd open our hearts to receive it, dear Father, that we might know that we'll never be ashamed by trusting in Thee, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Interesting word that's used here for ashamed several times in these verses of Scripture. In the Hebrew, it is bosh. And bosh is a word that means public disgrace. In other words, if we trust in the Lord, there will never be public disgrace because you realized you trusted in the wrong thing. We don't do public shaming anymore. I'm kind of thankful for that. Back in the day, they used to put people that if they had appeared drunken or had done something, they'd put them in stocks out in the square, and the kids would throw rotten eggs at them and do all kinds of things to shame them for what they had done. Sometimes people were abused and they had not done their crime. I have read many stories of individuals who were, they did that to them just to get back at them. They lied about it, then brought them in, they put them on the stocks and publicly shamed them, and they were not guilty. So I'm thankful that we don't do that because I don't trust some folks. And I'd liable to be put in stocks and get nailed with a couple of rotten eggs and other things, tomatoes and things of that nature. But the idea is to turn pale in public shame because, now get this, this is so important, because I trusted in the wrong thing or in the wrong person. Have you ever trusted in somebody and then realized you had trusted in the wrong person? Whenever I was going off to Bob Jones University way back in 1984, I was transferring as a junior. And I got my little car ready. I stuffed it full. There was a bunch of us that were going up to Bob Jones together at the same time. And I had my old 1975 Maverick, three on a tree, no air conditioning, and I was ready to go to college. And Roger went with me, and we got up to Atlanta, and something happened. I blew a head gasket, and my car wouldn't go over 40 miles an hour. And I was sitting over there, and we had pulled off the road. We were trying to figure out what it was, and it just wouldn't go over 40 miles an hour. And so we got it back on the road. You know how embarrassing that is? Here you are, people are vroom, 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 vroom. That's all I heard. And I'm at, you know, going along. It took us almost 9 hours to go from Milton, Florida to Greenville, South Carolina. That's just shameful on any level to take that long. But I got to Greenville and I unloaded my car. I was so disgusted with it and everything. And so I started asking around. I started going to the bulletin boards and checking who did mechanic work cheap. All right? Don't ever do that. Because there was a card up there. All right? SAS student does work on the side, and had his room number, so I went by and said, hey, I got a 1975 Ford Maverick 256 cylinder. I think I blew a head gasket. I need you to fix it. so I can get it running, because I need it for going on my evangelism, child evangelism on the weekends. I got to get to work, different things of that nature. He said, no problem, I'll take care of it. Okay? A whole month went by. I couldn't drive, I had to walk by. I'd see my car parked in there, and the guy was rebuilding the head on my car. He said, yeah, your valve guides are shot. And he was finding all kinds of problems and so forth like that. Put it all back together again, started it up, and it wouldn't go over 40 miles an hour. And I went back to him, and they said, oh, didn't you hear? He left school. He had left school after he finished working on my car, quit the school, and so here I was with the same problem. Couldn't get over 40 miles an hour. We ended up having to take it all apart. I had to pull it off myself, the whole head. Took it down there, and they said, we don't know who did this, but they didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know Hebrew at that time, but Bosch from the Hebrew described me. I was dejected because I was the one that went to the dormitory bulletin boards looking for the mechanic that works cheap. I was ashamed because it cost me three times what it would have normally cost if I had just gone to a decent mechanic, had them do the work. I had to do the work myself, put it all back together again, and then I got back to 65 miles an hour again. And that's all that the 250 would do. Before I worked on it, after I worked on it, it did 65 again. I was quite happy with my little six-cylinder. But 40, that was a thing of the past, because I got it done right. Bosch! I was ashamed because I put my confidence in somebody that didn't know what they were doing, and all I was thinking was, cha-ching, I'm going to save money. Wrong. Wrong. If you put your trust in Jehovah God, you will never be what? Ashamed. You'll never be ashamed. You'll never look back and say, oh, I wish I hadn't trusted God. Never will that happen. Now notice what the psalmist says here. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Have you ever lifted up your soul before God? You've got a serious matter, and you just lifted your soul up to God and said, Lord, you're going to have to take care of this. I don't know how to take care of this. I have no idea. And so you put your whole case in God's hand. Oh my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be Bosch. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none of them that wait on Thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. So in his mind, he's begging God, he's pleading with God to undertake for him that he would not be put to shame before others. You know, our God is so gracious to us each and every day. I think about the times where I've got situations I've got to deal with that's not pleasant. I think about the things that the pressures of just everyday life. And you take something to the Lord and say, Lord, it would be so wonderful if this situation would work out this way. Lord, I'm just going to put this situation in your hands, and I pray that you'll bring the most glory to yourself in the doing of it. And sometimes the Lord will just go in a different direction with it. And you look back and you marvel and say, I couldn't have done that. Well, first of all, you can never do that. Only God can do that. He would take it a different direction than what I was thinking. And He was doing it in a way that would bring more glory to His precious name. That's the beauty of trusting God. Now, He says, let those be ashamed. Let those out there be ashamed that do what? which transgress without cause. You don't want to be in that category. What does it mean to transgress? All right? To transgress means go beyond. To go beyond. In other words, I should be waiting on the Lord, but I go beyond. I trespass. You ever trespassed on somebody's property and been run off? I was watching the video of a man that was out, and he was looking for a Civil War cemetery that was on a map from 1934, the year my dad was born. And he was tracking, trying to find this cemetery. And while he's filming this, he has a GoPro camera, and he's going through the woods, he's looking for this cemetery, because I was kind of interested if he found that, if a couple of the people that he was talking about were actually buried there. And all of a sudden you hear, ba-boom, ba-boom, shotgun. And he said, whoa, and he stops very quickly. And he said, I could hear the guy reloading his shotgun, double barrel. And all of a sudden, you see this man running through the woods. His GoPro just bouncing as he's running through the woods. He said, I'm getting out of here. I'd gone into somebody's territory, he said. And I thought that this was wide open territory, but obviously it belongs to somebody or somebody doing something illegal back here. And he said, they're letting me know with a shotgun that I'm not supposed to be there. And he said, he wins. I'm out of here. And he took off running and went back to his truck and he got out of there just as he quit. He said, I guess I won't find the Civil War cemetery. We'll move on to another project at this time. Now, here he was. He was just doing something that he enjoyed doing, searching for a cemetery that was on a map from 1934. Off the beaten path, just looking for it, trying to identify the names. That's what he does. He works for Find a Grave as a volunteer, and he records the names and dates and puts them up, posts them up on Find a Grave so people can find out where different individuals are buried, so forth like that. But that day, he didn't find them because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Thankfully, he was not killed or injured in any way. But he trespassed. Whether it was a legal trespass or an illegal trespass, who knows? But he was in a territory that a guy said, this is far enough. You're not coming any closer. The Bible says, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. They rush ahead of God because they don't have a true purpose. They're not willing to wait on God. They're not willing to let God do His perfect work. They're just going to do what they're going to do, and everybody get out of my way. That's a trespass. That's a transgression. To go beyond God and do your own thing. That is dangerous territory. You're in an area now outside of God's plan and outside of God's will, and you will be ashamed. You will be pale in public disgrace because you trusted in the wrong thing. I hope and pray that as believers in Jesus Christ, that we learn that if we let God do His perfect work, you'll never be ashamed. You will not have trusted in the wrong person. You will have trusted in the right person. Does it always happen like this? No. Sometimes it requires a little bit of waiting. But it's worth the wait. It's worth the wait. May God help us to step back and let God do His perfect work, because you will not be ashamed. Father in heaven, I thank You so much for the precious Word of God. Lord, You've told us so many times in Your Word to wait on Thee. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. There are literally dozens and dozens of verses in the Psalms that encourage us to wait on Thee. Lord, I pray that You would help us to stop trusting in ourselves. We think we're so good at what we do, or we think that we can do something better than You can. Oh, dear Father, we'll be ashamed. We will be ashamed because we will find out that we can never do your job. Help us, dear Lord, to find our comfort and strength and peace and grace and mercy from thy hand and not seek to do our own thing, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.